Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us in clothing our right mind. God, we thank you for keeping us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. Lord, we acknowledge you as the source of our strength, as the source of our life, God. God, without you, we can't do nothing, but with you, God, we can do all things. God, we thank you for assembling with us on this morning. God, we ask that, Lord God, even as we decrease, that God, you will continue to increase within us, God. Continue to give us revelation, knowledge, but most of all, understanding of your word. God, we thank you for being a great God. We thank you for being a faithful God. We thank you for being an all-knowing God. God, we thank you for blessing our going out, and we thank you for blessing our coming in, God. God, without you, we are nothing, God. But Lord, we thank you, God, for what you are doing in our lives, God. And we will be careful to give you all the glory. Yes, and all the praise. Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Psalm 31? 14 and 15 verses. That's the division of Psalm 31, 14 and 15 verses. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, "But I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, you are my God. My future is in your hands. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." Then the topic this morning is in his hands. In his hands. Psalm 31, 14 and 15 is a declaration of trust in God's ultimate control and a plea for deliverance. You see, these verses emphasize that despite of life's challenges and despite of how the enemy may come up against us, the believer places their faith in the Lord, saying, "Lord, you are my God." And they are acknowledging that their entire life and future are in God's hands. Nobody's hands but God's. You see, people of God, this passage serves as a reminder to lean on God for strength and refuge during times of affliction, during times of uncertainty, during times of fear and distress. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we want to see what is the meaning and the context of these verses. You have to trust in God's sovereignty. My times are in your hand. This signifies a profound belief that God is in control of all aspects of our lives from the beginning to the end. We cannot just allow God to come into certain parts of our life. Oh, come on here, somebody. The things that we don't want him for the touch, but we have to acknowledge it, to be sold completely out to him, to give him every being, every fiber of our life. We have to have a declaration of faith. The statement, "But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God." This is a bold affirmation of faith. I'm not trusting man. I'm not trusting in horses, nor in chariots. I'm trusting God. Even in the face of adversity, I must stand and trust God. And it's also a plea of deliverance. You see, most people don't want to be delivered. Because why? It is their comfort zone. Because they don't want to let go of it, of whatever spirit they have. They love it because they don't want to let go. But this is a plea of deliverance. The psalmist directly asks God to deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Nobody can do it but God. Come on, get somebody. Oh, God. And it's a contrast with fear. This passage stands in contrast to feelings of fear, worry, and anguish, highlighting that trust in God can exist even in the midst of distress. So I want you to really get this. And if you have pen and paper, I want you to take these notations down. I want you to see how you can apply this verse, Psalm 31, 14, and 15, to your life and watch God change things. First of all, you got to acknowledge that God is in control of your life. He has complete control of your life. Even in the difficult times when you may not feel that God is near, you have to remind yourself that your life circumstances and your future are in God's hands. I'm just only going through this for a moment. It will not be like this always. This too shall pass. Because why? I know that God is in control. Come on here, somebody. God has to have complete control. And here it is again. You have to declare it by faith. You have to make that declaration. God, you are my God. I'm putting my trust in you. I'm not putting my trust in no psychic, in no horoscope, in Buddha, nobody else. You are my God. This is a personal affirmation, allowing it to serve as a reminder of your commitment to Him. You are my God. You said that you would do this. You said that you would do that. Remind God of His word. Believe in His word. His word shall come to pass for your life. And another thing, cry out for help. You see, as the psalmist does, you can call on God to deliver you from your specific enemies, challenges, and persecution. Put a name on it. Come on here. Put a name on it. People say, I have unspoken requests. No, There is no such thing as unspoken requests. God say, let your requests be known. You have to put a name on what you want God to do. Yes, God knows already before you come to it. But when you speak it out, things is going to change. He wants you to speak it out. You have to learn life and death is in the power of your tongue. You got to cry out. And another thing, embrace God's strength. Stop trying to do things by your own strength because you're failing every time. You have to learn to embrace God's strength. Draw up on the unlimited strength and power that comes from a deep and unwavering faith. Oh my God. By placing your trust in the Lord, especially when you are facing obstacles. That's when you got to cry out like never before. People of God, don't judge your life by one season of frustrations and disappointments. It's not going to be like this always. It's not. You just going through a season. It is not your time yet. For some, it's not. For some, it is. But do not judge your life by one season of frustrations and disappointments. You don't know what God is up to. So let it unfold. What you don't understand, God takes us through a season so He can build us up until so He can prepare us for the next season. It may be a season of quietness. It may be a season like you are going through one trial after a next trial after the next trial. Guess what that is doing? It's building your faith. It's building your trust to depend on God, to don't seek to nobody else but the word of God and God. He is pulling you to Him. Come on here, somebody. I've been through it. Many a times where I had to shut down. And just hear God. I had to go through a season of disappointments. I had to go through a season of, God, when is it going to happen? Because you promised me this, and the prophecies that were spoken over my life. But God had to take me through a season of preparation. And the Holy Ghost is speaking to somebody right now. You're going through a season of preparation to prepare you for the season that God has, the blessings that is awaiting for you. You can't go in there unprepared. You have to go through a season of preparation. People of God, you don't know what God is up to. So just let him do what he need to do. He can see the big picture that you can't see right now. There may be things that don't make sense. You did the right thing, but the wrong thing happened. Come on here, Holy Ghost. God is still in control. What looks like a setback is really a setup that's positioning you for new levels of your destiny. Oh, my God. What looks like a setback is really a setup that's positioning you for new levels of your destiny. You're going to see the hand of God do things you didn't see coming. David declared that his future had already been set in God's hands. Quit worrying about tomorrow. Your future is set. What God has purposed will come to pass. He's already lined up good things for you, the right people and solutions to your problems. He's already worked out what you have been worrying about. It's a part of his divine plan. He didn't bring you this far to leave you now. God is not going to make you ashamed. God is not going to make you a mockery. God is not going to make you a laughingstock. What he started, he will truly finish. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you know best when it comes to the things we want and ask you for. God, thank you that you are directing our steps and you take us through the things we don't understand. We declare that you alone are our Father. And our future is set in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, save the date. Providence Families Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, under the leadership of Pastor Bobby Gordon, is hosting the Outpouring of the Spirit Women's Conference, October the 11th, 2025, at 9:30 a.m. The speakers are Evangelist Doris Green of First Evergreen Baptist Church, Minister Cora Gibson of Rebirth Ministries, and Prophetess Patricia Williams of Zion Hill Church Family. Praise and worship will be led by Minister Cornetta Rubin. Come on and save the date. I'm telling you, God promised to meet us there. And it's going to be an outpouring of his spirit. That is October the 11th, 2025 at 9:30 a.m. Don't meet me there, but beat me there. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. When you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel.